Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's time now for our opening commodity market report, and we'll switch things to Studio A, where Dave Dickey's standing by. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 10:28, down a half on the open July, 10:35 down 1 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 9:75, up 3/4 on the open July, 9:88 down 3 1/2. September, $10 down 3. December, 10:10 down 2 1/2. May of 2009, 10:20 down 6 on the open. May corn opened at 5.99 1/2, up 1 1/2 on the open July, 6:13 1/4 up 2. September, 6:15 up 3. December, 6:13 up 4 1/4. March of 2009, 6:19 up 3 3/4. May, 6:21 up 5 1/4. December of 2009, 5:64 1/2 up 2 3/4 on the open. May beans opened at 12:81 up 4 on the open July, 12:98 up 4. September, 12:74 up 12. November, 12:35 up 11 1/4. January of 2009, opened at 12:47 up 8. March, 12:68 up 20. July, 12:74 up 18. And September of 2009, 12:50 up 50 on the open. May soybean meal open at 333 down 50 on the open July, 338.50 up 180. May soybean oil open at 57.28 up 67 on the open July, 58.12 up 87. April live cattle open at 88 up 10 on the open. April feeders 98.30 down 30 on the open. April lean hogs 58.75 up 22 1/2 on the open. And May bellies open at 72.10 unchanged on the open. Today is the last full day for our spring pledge period. We have a $200,000 goal, and we hope to raise the funds needed to purchase and broadcast the programs that you want, including AM 580 Agriculture, and then get you right back to bringing you the programs that you paid for. Call 217-244-9455 or visit online at WILLpledge.org with your contribution of financial support. George Howenstein is in the studio with me this morning. Why should our agricultural audience contribute now to AM 580?
Well, good morning, Dave. We say it all the time that WILL is listener supported. And the services and reports and analysts that we bring, we couldn't do it without listener support, without your support. You can make a contribution right now by calling 217-244-9455 and supporting WILL. Putting together a radio station and then asking people to call and pay for it voluntarily is really a strange way to do business. It's like opening a fertilizer dealership and letting people take what they want and only paying if they want. It is a strange way to do business, but look at where this unusual and strange partnership has, or method of doing business has gotten us over the years. Here at ILL, every day you can hear award-winning journalists report on events happening around our nation, around the globe, and providing you the information you need to make smart marketing decisions. So take a moment, if you would, right now. Call 217-244-9455. Say thanks with your contribution. Some folks have given $40 a year, some $1,000. For agricultural listeners, we like the $100 level, and at current grain prices, that sure seems like a tremendous value. But whatever the amount you pledge to WILL, we'll use your gift to help pay the cost of broadcasting, keep you informed about the news and about the agricultural markets. Here's the phone number again. It's area code 217-244-9455, 244-9455, or you could do it on our website, WILLpledge.com. www.wilmington.org.
And George, right now we have a couple of challenges underway, and the phone calls that we receive right now can do double duty for both of those challenges. We're four calls away from making one of the challenges for $1,000.
For Jerry's, yeah.
And then an agricultural challenge also underway for another $1,000.
That's right. If we receive 50 calls during the agricultural segments this week, we have a bunch of business partners that will add $1,000 to our coffers. And we're almost halfway there, I think, Dave. We've got a little bit of work to do. If you've called already, great. If you haven't, please call 244-9455.
And let's go ahead and get us up to date on where the prices are at the Chicago Board of Trade and in Kansas City off the open. We gave you those a little bit earlier, but let's go ahead and look at the current values for you. And as my computer screen cranks into, it's crashed. My computer screen has crashed this morning, but let me go ahead and do a restart here for you. And as I do that, we can go ahead and see what the current prices are at the Chicago Board of Trade and in Kansas City. As it slowly, George, ever so slowly goes ahead and continues to crank on in. Oh, it's not going to do it for me this morning. I'll tell you what we'll do. Why don't we go over and get on the phone, jump on the phone right now with Kurt Kimmel of Greenfield Commodities. He is over in Normal, Illinois, actually Bates now, senior market analyst there. Kurt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, my computer is not cooperating this morning, so I would count on you to give me a little bit of a hand and tell me where the prices are at the moment.
Well, that changes about every second, but got the May corn down 3/4 at 5.97 and a quarter, July corn down 1 at 6.10, December corn's up 1 and a quarter at 6.10. May soybeans up 10 and 3 quarters at 12.87. July beans up 11 and a quarter at 13.04 and a half. November beans are up 17 cents at 12.40 and 3 quarters. May meal is up 90 cents a ton at 3.34.30. Bean oil in the May is up 96 cents at 57.85. May wheat futures down 14 and a half at 9.60. July wheat down 19 cents at 9.72 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat's down 13. Minneapolis May's up 50 cents. On the livestock sector, April cattle down 35 at 87.55. June cattle down 32 at 88.87. The feeders are down 60. The April hogs up 12 at 58.65. June hogs down 47 at 71.75. And the May bellies down 40 at 71.70. So that's sort of what we're looking at the agriculture side. June crude oil is up $2.58, gold's up $16, silver's up 43 cents, the dollar index up 10, Dow's up about 30, Dave.
And, of course, Bates Commodities, one of the fine agriculture businesses that has been a longtime supporter of AM 580. You, along with Roach Ag Marketing, AgriGold Hybrids, and Risk Management Commodities, going and challenging our agricultural audience to call in with their financial support today, a $1,000 bill on the sort of on the desk, ready to be picked up if we hear from 50 agricultural callers during this fund drive. And just a quick question, why is Bates participating in the drive at this particular time?
Well, we've been really impressed by AM 580's dedication to the agriculture side of the equation. We've seen a lot of farm broadcasts go to the wayside, but the commitment there is true. You go above and beyond on helping deliver market information to the agriculture community, and we're really grateful for that. We see you guys as being a long-term stable source of information. It sort of helps us, too, because when producers are out in the tractor or on the road, they can tune in and get that information. It takes a little bit of the burden off us by dialing into your program there to find out what's going on. And we really believe in it and feel it's a good program, Dave.
Let's go ahead and jump in with the markets. After the closing bell on Friday, we did get estimates for ending stocks. Of course, the reports due out from WASDE on Wednesday morning. What do you make of those numbers, and are they in line with what we see off the prospective planning report?
Well, you know, as far as the new supply-demand balance sheet on old crop, we're going to see the USDA plug in the March 31st stocks report. It's going to indicate a little higher bean inventory and a little higher wheat inventory, maybe a little smaller corn inventory. But whether or not that's enough to move the market sharply up or down, we'll see. I think the main focus is old crop is continuing to watch demand and see how that goes into this spring. As far as new crop numbers, we've got the acreage out, as everyone knows, but what's going to move that bottom line more than anything is the yield the USDA puts on the crop, and that's going to vary quite a bit here according to, the fundamental situation we're in, but we'll dictate as that goes on. But probably what's more important is the forecast. The forecast shows some moisture here as we move into tomorrow. Better chance of some moisture as we move into the weekend, with some forecasters saying some of these wetter areas in the south is going to get up to 3 inches of rain day.
And some uncertainty about the forecast for the second week of the forecast, right?
Correct, yeah. As you move on out, there is a shot of some moisture, but as we all well know, as we move more outward, that forecast becomes highly questionable. The American model remains somewhat wet, and the Europeans are the drier ones, so the models are in conflict with each other, and that's what's going to make the market up and down here for a while.
And so what are you recommending that producers do, particularly given that there is a little bit of weather uncertainty in the market right now? Is this a place that you would be comfortable with recommending some sales?
We've been using the scale-up selling approach. We feel we've got to continue to reward the market as we move higher here. We're not recommending 100% sold by all means, but this is a good spot, if you want to get some downside coverage but not be exposed to uncertainty getting the crop in the ground. This would be a good time maybe to look at a put option to put a floor under you. These puts have really held their value. I know we've been aggressive in buying puts. In some cases, we've given up about 3 to 8 cents in the put in corn, but corn's rallied a dollar since then. So, that's one way to sort of approach the market here, by managing some of this risk that's in front of us.
Do you think that the April spike lows are putting a floor in the market for the next 60 days?
Well, I don't know about 60 days, because basically with the big, huge movement that we're being seen in the marketplace, nothing can really be considered support or resistance here over the near term. As far as 60 days, but near term, I think it's very important for December corn to stay above $6 and these November beans above $12.
45 days, 30 days?
I tell you what, you go back 3-4 weeks ago when wheat futures moved a matter of $2.35 in a matter of 6 hours, it's kind of tough to really put numbers and time frames on this marketplace.
Turn your attention to that wheat market and give us your analysis of that, please.
Well, it was the Minneapolis. We finished up last week, limit up. We were up limit overnight, tight miller situation. They tried to gather inventory. It's totally Minneapolis once again. Chicago and Kansas City sort of shying itself away from that marketplace. And as far as the Chicago and Kansas City market goes, we're going to watch weather fairly closely and continue to watch demand. But we might be a victim of a spread here for a while.
And what are you seeing over on the livestock side? I was looking at the charts this morning for hogs, and it looks like it's trying to make a stand in there.
Yeah, we're seeing some renewed buying interest in the pork complex. Long-term, hogs, from an investment point of view, probably needs to be bought from the fact that historically high grain prices bring out historically high pork values, and that often takes a year or two after we see that develop. But the fear continues to be that we'll see some liquidation. Also, too, we're continuing to see plentiful supplies near term. So it's going to take a while for the near term situation to absorb the meat we have in the pipeline at the present moment.
And what is your estimate of what basis might be doing over the next 30 days?
Well, that is a good question. And I'm going to give you a wide answer here, because it's going to vary greatly in your neighborhood. You need to probably have some type of tracking device or a way to track cash bids that you're looking at. I would pick 3 or 4 locations, because you're probably going to see a variation in basis of anywhere from 10 to 30 cents just on cash bids alone, because there's going to be some end users or elevators that want to buy, and there's going to be some end users or elevators that won't want to buy, and that's going to fluctuate basis greatly. Our number one recommendation is to stay flexible on where you can take your cash grain. If you do a hedge to arrive at a certain elevator or a cash sell at a certain elevator, you're locked in there, and you might be kind of frustrated if somebody down the road is offering 30 cents more.
Thank you very much, Kurt. Have a great day.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He's a senior analyst there over in Normal, Illinois. And we hope that the analysis that you just heard from Kurt is valuable to you, because we do believe that you will support the things that you value in your life. Over the course of 1 week, well, you receive market and analysis from 21 different analysts and meteorologists. We got a few minutes ago from a listener in Urbana that said they appreciate all that we do for AM 580's agricultural audience, and they suggest that without this service, it would be much harder for the agricultural producer to market their crop and increase their profitability. So we do appreciate that right now. And if you also appreciate this service, now is the time to call 217-244-9455 with your $100 pledge, or if you want to go at that one-fifth of one corn acre, that's a $200 pledge. George, we have a number of challenges underway. The last time I looked, we were four calls away from making one of them.
Right. That's the Jerry's IGA challenge. If you listen and love the programming and the service, I'll have to get an update, be one of four callers by the next few minutes to help us hit that goal and claim $1,000. We also have the challenge on the table from our agricultural business partners. We heard from Kurt of Bates Commodity Bates and Roach Ag Marketing and AgriGold and Risk Management Commodities are putting $1,000 up. And if we can hear from 50 agricultural listeners over the next couple of days, 50, then we will collect $1,000 from them. We're very appreciative. We're about halfway there. Don't worry about the other 25. Just do your part at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org.
You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 10:06 Central Time in the studio. Focus 580 host David Inch.
Hi, Dave.